So this, the essence of that pleasure-giving potency is praying. And when praying becomes condensed, then the essence of that praying is Mahabhava. And the essence of Mahabhava, or the embodiment of Mahabhava, is Srimati Radhika herself. So these different potencies, they have their material counterparts with this material world. So the counterpart, or let's say the perverted reflection of the pleasure-giving potency, is the potency by which we experience mundane happiness. And within the deep, it manifests as Brahmananda. And the Samvit potency, the perverted reflection of the Samvit potency, or the knowledge potency, is the knowledge of mundane objects. And also the word vidyan, in that sense, means like material science or knowledge of phenomena. And these potencies, these three potencies, they are manifest in Sri Krishna. Krishna is the shelter of these potencies. And these potencies act in order to facilitate Krishna's lila and in order to facilitate Krishna's enjoyment. So in particular, the lalini potency or the pleasure-giving potency, it acts in this way to give bliss to Krishna, to enable him to taste paras, or enable him to taste different modes of exchange with his devotees, and also to cause the devotees to taste these modes in relationship to Krishna. So, as we are mentioning, the essence of this Lalini potency is praying. And that praying begins from Shraddha. So Gurudev was explaining that this Shraddha, or the seed of the creeper of devotion, is actually Krishna Seva Vasana. It is the desire which is planted in the heart of the devotee by the spiritual master to serve Krishna, to serve Radha Krishna in a particular mood. And that is manifest externally as Shraddha. And it develops through all the stages, gradually coming to the stage of bhava and prayam, and then from prayam continues to develop through Sayama, Pranaya, etc. So, Srimati Radhika's form is the embodiment of this frame, the embodiment of the highest development of frame, Mahabhava. And so her body itself is a manifestation of frame. Her body is constituted of frame. It is not made of anything else. And there's a description which is beginning here to give us some idea, some indication of how Srimati Radhika's form is composed of frame. So beginning with describing how Srimati Radhika takes three different baths at different times of the day. So the first bath is at the stage of the juncture between the Poganda and Kishoravastha. When her mood, attraction to Krishna, the conjugal mellow, is becoming manifest externally. That's the first bath. Then, at midday, she takes another bath. And this is in the beginning or middle stage of youth. And then when she comes to the full blooming stage of youth, be sure of us that is the evening bath. So this is just to give us some idea of how her form is composed of this frame, this mahabhava. And her the ornaments that she wears are all the different ecstatic sentiments that she experiences, such as mahabhava, and all these different things. These are various types of ecstatic manifestations in the body of Srimati Radhika that are expressions of her love for Krishna. That when she is experiencing love for Krishna, she exhibits different symptoms in her body which express this love, which may be like her sidelong glances, her bending the neck of the body in a certain way that indicates her attraction towards Krishna and her desire to meet with him. So all these various bodily symptoms are expressions of her brain. And it is said in Brahma Samhita, this verse, Anantajit Mayanatha, Bhagavata. This verse is quoted here in Chaitanya Charitamrita to explain that the forms of the gopis, they are constituted of this Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Therefore, this word Pratibhava is used here. It means that just as Krishna's form is composed of Satchitananda, and his form is composed of this Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, means this which is of the nature of praise and bliss. So similarly, the gopis' forms are composed of Satchitananda. They are like reflections of Krishna's own form. And Krishna, in the love, he has manifested these forms of the gopis just to enjoy with himself, just to enjoy lila, different varieties of lila.
Thank you. Okay?